大家好
，Hello everyone。
今天来聊一下美国国债的独特起源。
Let's talk about the unique origin of U.S. Treasury bonds today。
同时
，At the same time，
对比一下东西方的历史，回味无穷。
Comparing the histories of the East and the West is fascinating。
先说一下美国的国债。
Let's talk about U.S. Treasury bonds。
起初并不是由美利坚合众国的联邦政府所欠下的。
It was not initially owed by the federal government of the United States。
其中很大的一部分是在建国之前。
A large part of it was before the founding of the country。
13个殖民地在独立战争时期各自欠下的债。细看一下历史的脉络。
Let's take a closer look at the debts owed by the 13 colonies during the period of the American Revolution.
独立战争是1776年爆发的。
The War of Independence broke out in 1776.
于1783年胜利结束。
The war ended in 1783.
独立之后
After independence,
13个殖民地变成了13个州。
13 colonies became 13 states.
但并没有立即建立中央政府。
However, a central government was not immediately established.
关于是否要建立一个中央政府
Regarding whether to establish a central government,
各州之间讨价还价了六年时间。
The states negotiated for 6 years.
直到1789年才正式成立。
Until 1889, it was formally established.
中央政府才有了总统。
The central government only had a president.
这六年的时间。
These 6 years.
有些州所欠的债已经还完了。
Some states have paid off their debts.
有些州却欠债不还。
Some states are in debt and not paying.
因此
，Therefore，
在二级市场上的州债已经贬值到原来面值的五分之一了。
State bonds in the secondary market have fallen to 1/5 of their original value.
也就是说
，That is to say，
债务主体并不是1789年才成立的。
The debtor is not a newly established entity from 1917 to 1949.
联邦政府
Federal government.
按照咱们习惯上的新官不理旧账的传统
Following the traditional practice of new officials don't pay attention to old accounts.
联邦政府本可以不还这些旧账。
The federal government could have simply written off these old debts.
另外
，In addition，
对照咱们历史上的改朝换代
，Comparing with the historical changes of dynasties，
还会发现，改朝换代
，You will also find that dynasties change，
恰恰是一个财富洗牌的最佳时机。
This is the best time for a financial shakeout.
咱们的历史上，打江山的一方。
In our history, there is a side that has built a great nation.
往往比守江山的一方更不缺钱。
Often, they have more money than those who defend the country.
因为打江山的一方能够以战养战。
Because the faction of breaking the mountain could sustain itself through warfare.
每打下一个地方。
Every time I hit a place,
就把当地的富豪全部找来，客气一些的。
Invite all the local wealthy people to come and have a good time.
就说借钱，打个欠条。
Just say borrow money and make a promissory note.
不客气的就直接摊牌，主人留下来做人质。
Let's be straightforward. The owner is holding the hostage.
拿钱换人，等打下全部江山。
Taking money to buy people and then conquering all the lands.
就让文人装修工写一些马屁文章，说
Let the literary craftsman write some flattering articles.
当年是百姓单。
Back then, it was the people's turn.
四湖将以迎王师，是主动拿着酒肉。
Four lakes will take the initiative to offer wine and meat.
金银犒劳三军。
Gold and silver to reward the three armies.
民心所向。
The people's will.
天命所归。
Fate.
这才会江山易主。
That's how the country will change hands.
有了这一通彩虹屁，之前的那些欠条也都一笔勾销了。
All the previous debts have been cleared.
这也就是古代改朝换代的过程中，财富重新分配最常用的办法。
This is also the most common way for the wealthy to redistribute wealth during dynastic changes in ancient times.
例如
For example,
1644年
1644,
大明朝的国库存银只剩下不到一万两了。
The amount of silver in the treasury of the Ming dynasty has been reduced to less than 10,000 taels.
而李自成进北京仅仅41天。
And Li Zicheng entered Beijing in just 40 days.
大顺军就成功地带走了7000万到8000万两的白银。
The Great Shun Army successfully transported 70 to 80 million taels of silver.
可见改朝换代之际
At the time of dynastic changes,
新朝比旧朝有明显的抢钱优势。
The new era has a clear advantage over the old era.
当然也有赖账优势。
Of course,There are also advantages to having a bad credit.
这套操作
This operation.
当然
Of course.
西方人也懂美国独立战争时期
Westerners also understand the American Independence War period.
各州就有剥夺所谓的忠诚派
Some states have deprived those who claim to be loyal to the party.
富豪财产的做法
Rich people's property management practices.
用这些征来的钱充当军费。
Use these funds as military spending.
所谓的忠诚派。
The so-called loyalists.
就是指忠于英国政府的那些人。
These are the people who are loyal to the British government.
他们是新政权的敌人。
They are the enemies of the new government.
于是
So,
当独立战争胜利时
when the independent war is won,
就有人再次提出
someone has once again raised the issue,
可以继续镇压反革命
continue to suppress counter-revolutionaries,
没收他们的田产和房产
seize their land and property,
然后拍卖
then auction,
把拍卖所得的现金拿出来
Take out the cash from the auction proceeds.
充盈国库。
Fill the treasury.
甚至可以斩草除根。
Even to the point of eradicating the rout cause.
以绝后患。
To eliminate the possibility of future problems.
但是这些激进的主张却没有被新政权采纳。
However, these radical proposals were not adopted by the new government.
一个原因是
One reason is
1783年美国与英国签订的巴黎条约中
In 1783, the United States and Great Britain signed the Treaty of Paris
就规定不得迫害忠诚派人士要保护他们的人身权和财产权
The law stipulates that those who persecute loyalists must protect their human rights and property rights.
因为当时许多人站队也是迫不得已，新政权。
Because many people were standing in line at that time were also forced by the real government.
不应该对弱势群体算历史的旧账。
We should not hold the past against the vulnerable.
另外一个更重要的原因是，剥夺公民财产权。
Another more important reason is the deprivation of citizens' rights.
违背了权利法案中规定的保护私人财产的原则。
Violates the principle of protecting private property as stipulated in the Bill of Rights.
尽管如此
Despite this,
新成立的联邦政府中的一些人
Some people in the newly established federal government
还是认为各州的债不应该作为国债来偿还。
Should the debts of individual states be repaid from the national treasury?
而且联邦政府也没有能力偿还。
Furthermore, the federal government also has no ability to repay.
1789年
1789,
联邦政府成立之初
At the beginning of the federal government,
首任财政部长汉密尔顿盘了一下。
Hamilton, the first finance minister, took a sip of his drink.
各州的旧账。
Old bills of the states,
总计有2500万美元
a total of $2.5 million.
当时地方税都归各个州。
At that time, all local taxes belonged to the individual states.
只有海关税才归联邦政府。
Only customs duties belong to the federal government.
这2500万美元。相当于联邦政府8.9年的收入。
$2.5 million is equivalent to the federal government's income for 8.5 years.
也就是说
，That is to say，
中央政府要不吃不喝9年才能够还完债务的本金。
The central government needs to go without eating and drinking for 9 years to repay the principal of the debt.
还不包括利息。
This does not include interest.
另外，还有所谓的联邦债务5400万美元。
In addition, there is a so-called federal debt of $540 million.
这些所谓的联邦债务。是1774年成立的大陆会议。
These so-called federal debts were established in the 1774 Continental Congress，
以及1781年成立的联邦国会所欠的债。
But the debt owed by the federal Congress, which was established in 1781，
也都是联邦政府成立之前的旧账。
These are all accounts from before the establishment of the federal government.
因此
Therefore,
新政府中的二号人物杰斐逊就强烈地反对。
Jefferson, the second in command in the new government, strongly opposed it.
大家都知道
Everyone knows that
杰斐逊是独立宣言的起草人。
Jefferson was the principal author of the Declaration of Independence.
是联邦政府的第一任的国务卿。
They are all the first Secretary of State appointed by the government.
也是第三任的。
This is the third one.
美国总统。
President of the United States.
他就认为财政部长汉密尔顿简直是疯了。
He thought that the finance minister Hamilton was completely crazy.
但是总统华盛顿支持了汉密尔顿。
However, President Washington supported Hamilton.
汉密尔顿也成功说服了国会。
Hamilton also successfully persuaded Congress.
汉密尔顿的理由就是一个国家。
Hamilton's reason is one country.
就像一个人。
Like a person,
只有讲信用才会得到别人的尊重。
Only by being trustworthy can you gain the respect of others.
而讲信用的起码标准就是，你要欠债还钱。
And the minimum standard of being trustworthy is to repay your debts.
这也是契约精神的底线。
This is also the bottom line of the spirit of contract.
美国作为一个新兴国家
As a rising country,
必须以信用立国
must be based on credit.
然而，有些州不讲信用。
So, some states don't keep their promises.
摆烂，欠债不还。那么
，What if you are in debt and refuse to pay?
联邦政府就要有所担当。
The federal government needs to take action.
承担起国家信用的责任。
Take on the responsibility of national credit.
此外
，In addition,
你讲信用有契约精神。
You talk about credit with a contractual spirit.
本国人才会对这个新兴的国家有信心。
I am confident that this new country will have a bright future.
外国人才可能来投资。
Foreign talent may come to invest.
同时，有借有还，再借不难。
At the same time, borrowing, returning, and borrowing again is not difficult.
你能够还上旧债。
Can you repay the old debt?
再借新债就容易了。
It's easy to borrow again.
于是，国会被他说服了。
Therefore, the conference was persuaded.
批准了哈密尔顿的国债建议。
Approved Hamilton's bond proposal.
接下来难题来了。
The next problem arises.
这些债怎么还呢？
How to repay these debts?
于是哈密尔顿发明了一个天才的旋转门计划。
Then Hamilton invented a brilliant revolving door plan.
首先是用新债替换之前各州和大陆会议时期的旧债。比例是一比一。
First, the ratio of new debt to old debt from previous state and mainland conferences is 1:1.
用新成立的联邦政府来背书。
Backed by the newly established federal government.
其次
，Secondly，
打破旧债的期限。
Break the term of old debt.
因为旧债的发行主体不同。
Because the issuers of the old debts are different.
在有的年份存在债务的集中到期。
In some years, there are concentrated repayments of debts.
那么就有可能还不上，造成违约。
Then there is a possibility that there will be no breach of contract.
影响政府的信用。
Affect the government's credibility.
因此
Therefore,
联邦政府就把所有的债务平摊期限。
The federal government has extended the repayment period for all debts.
也就是重新给债券定期限。
That is to say, to reset the maturity date of the bond.
例如
，For example,
原来你一张旧债是五年期的。
Originally, your old debt was 5 years old.
但新债给你改成了八年期。
But the new debt was changed to an 8-year term.
新增的三年依然有利息。
The new 3-year term is still interest-bearing.
第三，还旧债的同时再借新。
Third, while repaying old debts, also borrow new debts.
债，常言道，有借有。
As the saying goes, there is borrowing and repayment.
还，再借不难。
It's easy to borrow again.
当国内外的投资者看到联邦政府真的按照本息还。
When domestic and international investors see that the federal government is really paying off principal and interest,
债，人们也就有了信心。
People also gain confidence.
于是就有人购买了新的国债。
So, someone bought the new bonds.
国债，这样一来。
That's how it works.
一来，债务就像一个旋转的。
That is like a revolving door.
门那样，就转起来了。
The stock price started to rise.
这比从建国前就出现的美债。
This debt from before the founding of the country.
直到1835年才由安德鲁·杰克逊总统清零，全部还完了。
It was not fully paid off until 1885, when President Andrew Jackson completed it.
当时的国债，通过美债的这段历史
，The historical period of U.S. Treasury bonds.
也能够管中窥豹。
You can also see the whole picture from a small perspective.
读懂美国。
Understand America.
看到这里，有人会问。
Some people might ask here.
后来怎么又出现了美债呢？
How did U.S. Treasury bonds appear again?
我后面再接着讲。
I'll continue later.
最后做个小广告。
Finally, let's make a small advertisement.
我最近做了一期关于黄金白银投资逻辑的视频，放在视频下方链接里的合集的第四期。自俄乌战争以来。
I recently released a fourth installment of a video series on the investment logic of gold and silver, which was compiled from videos I had previously posted on the link below.
金价涨了 1.3 倍。
The price of gold has increased by 3 times.
于是有些人以为黄金永远是保值增值的东西。
So some people thought that gold would always be a safe and profitable investment.
但实际上不是。从1980年到2000年。
But in fact, it's not from 1980 to 2000.
有过20年的黄金大熊市，金价跌幅高达 85%。
The gold price fell by as much as 85% during the 20-year bear market.
其实，黄金白银的投资逻辑早就变了。
In fact, the investment logic of gold and silver has already changed.
感兴趣的可以看一下这条视频，已经付费的。
If you're interested, you can check out this video, which is paid.
请留意合集中的新增视频。
Please pay attention to the new videos added in the collection.
感谢支持。
Thank you for your support.
好了。
Okay.
今天就聊这些。
Let's talk about this for now.
再见。
Goodbye.